Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Life by Jaymar, and it's just Jaymar today. That's right, just me, Jennifer Martinez, coming to you from my study. Now, I've spent the morning in God's Word, and I just felt led to just hit the record button. Who knows what's going to come out of this recording or if I'll even post it. But I'm just going to be real and share with you guys what God put on my heart. The beginning of this month, I started out by saying that May was the month of miracles. It just came up in my spirit, and I was just like, I'm just going to put that out there. And here we are now. Oh, goodness, it's like May 24th. We're coming to the end of the month, and it has been a month full of many ups and downs. There's been miracles that have happened, and then there's been some bad things that have happened, and that's just, it's just like life. And it's still the but the month is not over, and your miracle is coming. And I just wanted to just give you some encouragement today. If you're believing God for a miracle, continue to be in prayer, be persistent. I'm a mom of a 17-year-old boy, and I was having a conversation with him in my kitchen the other day, and I was telling him, because he was frustrated about something, and I was like, be relentless, continue to petition what you want for this and this certain thing. And I said, because when you were little, you were always that way. You always would come, mom, 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 and he would wear me down, and he would always usually get what he wanted. And that's a quality I think that we forget about sometimes with our kids when they're little. And my kids have gotten older, and so it's a little different. But if you think about it, a kid who's constantly petitioning for something with you, you want to bless your kids, you want to give them stuff. But it's funny when you say no, and then they keep coming at you, and they keep coming at you, and they keep coming at you. They eventually wear you down. And I just feel like we tend to forget that we can do that same thing. We use that same. I think God wants us to come to Him. And talk to him, and just ask, and be relentless on the things that we want, because he gave us those dreams, and he put those dreams in our heart, and we need his help to develop them. I just feel like God is pouring out his blessings in this month over everyone. Everything that happens in the natural, there's a supernatural correlation. I really believe that. And this month has been like pouring rain and tons and tons of rain, and I just feel like God is washing away the old, and he's just bringing something new. Like today, I'm looking out my window, and I'm seeing all the beautiful grass and green and trees, and from all the rain we've had. And it's like the Spirit of God was telling me, he's like, listen, just like God brings that falls that rain falls down and washes away and nourishes the ground and springs up something new, that God's doing that for you. And he's doing that in me, and he's doing that in you. It's flourishing. Whatever it is that you're believing God for, it's coming to fruition. It's flourishing. Just be relentless. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Be encouraged. Your miracle is coming. It says in Joel 2:28 and 29, talks about God's pouring out his spirit on us. And well, so you that's a huge gift. The Spirit of God is living inside of you, and he's poured out his spirit onto you. How much more encouragement do you need than that? Anything that you set your mind to, you're gonna accomplish. And it's gonna be accomplished in a supernatural way, because that's God bringing his super into your natural. God's word is truth, and it's his love letter to us, and it's filled with hope and promise. Your divine call, everybody is called by God. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, is what Joel 2:32 says. So you do have that divine calling. What is that divine? Divine is that it's kingdom mindset. It's why I've started Divine Coaching Concepts, because you need to be healthy in body and in spirit and in mind. And I just found throughout the years of being a health coach, a wellness coach, that training an athlete or training a person in general, physically is not enough. You gotta bring the nourishment in there, and so it's and then you gotta bring that and then you gotta bring that mindset to another level. You know, it's not always the training that gets the athlete to that next level. It's the mindset that happens in that training, and that's that divine part. That's that God part. That's that kingdom mindset. I've heard it said, you either live your life by design or you live your life by default. And I just want to encourage you to live your life by design, by divine design. That's just God. That's God, inspired. That's just asking the Holy Spirit, being constant prayer, living, because living it by default, it's a frustrating life. It's like, oh, woe is me. It's that victim. And that's where the devil wants to keep you. He wants to keep you in that place, and it's awful. So, but it, when you finally surrender and just say, you know what, I can't do it on my own accord. I need your help, God. And he just comes in there and he gives you the right alignments. He gives you the abilities. He gives you he helps you develop whatever it is that is needed for that design that you that for that God's meant for you to have. Divine living is God's bringing his super into your natural, and that's just the spirit of God is being spirit led. I'm excited for what God is doing, y'all. You are qualified to do, you're qualified because of God, because of Jesus, because of the spirit of God that's living inside of you. That qualifies you. Nothing else that qualifies you. You know, not a piece of paper, not gosh, not accomplishments or lack of accomplishments. It's, you know, God qualified you. Step into that. Step into that future that God has for you. Like, just be in his presence, be in his word. There's so much, oh man, there's so much truth in it. And the Holy Spirit, is coming in like a flood. He's like filling up the same thing that's happening in the natural with all this rain. He's coming down and filling us up. And there's so much peace in that. And it says in God's word, you'll be led by peace, by joy and peace. And you know, people ask me all the time, are you really this happy? I'm like, well, no, bad things happen to me and I'm not always happy, but man, I got a lot of joy because the joy of the Lord is my strength. It says it in scripture. I believe it and I see it and I live it. You can't make that up. You can't, you can't make up the stuff that I do. That truly is the joy of the Lord because man, do I mess up a lot and I still, and I'm still okay. You know, take courage. You know, God is never failing, y'all. He's in the waiting. Take courage. There's a song that talks about that. Take courage, my heart. Hold on to hope as your triumph unfolds. Just your victory is here. Your victory is coming. Your miracle is here. Believe it, receive it, and you know, if you got some blocks and you need someone to help you with that, that's what I feel like God's called me to do. You know, it's not me. It's the spirit of God that works inside of me. And I pray about it. And whenever I'm with a client, it things come out that I don't even know why, but they do. And it's something that usually helps them get through their next thing. So, you know, that's a gift that God gave me and I'm walking in it. And I just want to encourage you to reach out to me if you feel like you could use some divine coaching, some growth in the kingdom mindset, and just some switches that need to happen so that you can walk in that fruitfulness that God wants you to walk in. So I just wanted to share my heart with y'all. Just I haven't been on here in a while, just doing a solo. I usually have some guests. I'm going to continue to have some guests. You know, it's a busy time of year. It's you know, a friend of mine said she called it Maycember, you know, because in December everyone's hustling and bustling because of the Christmas and the holidays and everything. Well, you know, in May school's ending and graduations are happening and there's weddings and there's there's babies being delivered, and there's a lot of there's a lot of busyness that goes on in this month. And just hold tight and know that there's going to be time for your miracle to come, you know? Take courage, guys. Take courage. All right, I think that's all I've got for now. You can contact me at lifebyjmar@gmail, and or on Instagram. You know, I'm always doing check out my stories. I'm always doing something fun. Most of the time, you know, not every day, but most of the time, most days, I try and put in a few things, a few fun things into the stories, into my stories on Instagram at jmarfit. I think that's all I've got for now. I hope this encourages you. It's short and sweet, but be encouraged. Love God. Oh, you know what? Something about that. Oh, here it is. Okay. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. In Corinthians, for this might help get you through some blocks. And, you know, in 1 Corinthians 12 to 14, it talks about the gifts that God gives you. I mean, go through that, read it over and over again. Ask the Holy Spirit, what gifts are seen? What gifts are mine? Your gifts are usually seen through your love for others. Are you generous? Are you compassionate? Do you forgive? Love has within it a redemptive power. And, you know, it's usually your loved ones that see your gifts before you see them. So ask, you know, it's just an easy way to maybe start walking in those gifts that God gave you and put in you. That leads to that divine purpose, that God inspired purpose. And, just be encouraged. Have an awesome weekend. It's Memorial weekend. Honor those who have given the greatest sacrifice that you can give is your life. Honor those men that have done that for us, so that we can walk in the freedoms, and so I can have this podcast and be able to speak God's truth into your life. And if this helped you at all, if this podcast helped you at all, if it encouraged you at all, if you know somebody who needs some encouragement, share it. Just hit those three little dots. Share it in a text form. Leave me a comment. You know, reach out to me. You know, that's how the message gets out. If you hear this and you leave a comment or leave a one rating or a 4-star rating or a 5-star rating, I don't even know what the ratings are. That's how the message gets out. And so, you know, I encourage you to do that if this encourages you at all. And have a blessed weekend. Bye for now.